Somewhere between the rise of Slack and the arrival of AI-generated everything, the creative brief got quietly retired. Not officially. Nobody held a funeral, it just stopped being written. Campaigns started in kickoff meetings that ended with a deck nobody read. Creative directions emerged from Figma comments and half-remembered conversations. Briefs became bullet points in a project management tool that the designer never opened. And now, in 2026, the industry is staring at the consequences. 33% of every marketing budget is wasted on poor briefs and misdirected work. That is not a rounding error. That is not the cost of doing business. That is one in every $3 spent on creative work, producing nothing useful because nobody wrote down what the work was supposed to do before anyone started making it. The Better Briefs Project surveyed thousands of marketers and agencies and found that 80% of marketers believe they are briefing agencies well. Only 10% of agencies agree. That gap, 70 percentage points of mutual delusion, is where creative budgets go to disappear. What a creative brief actually is. A creative brief is a strategic document that answers the only questions that matter before any creative work begins. Who are we talking to specifically? What is the single thing we need them to think, feel, or do after encountering this work? What do they currently think, feel, or do that we need to change? What is the one idea the creative work must communicate, expressed in a single sentence that a 12-year-old could understand? What are the mandatories, the things that must be present, and the things that must never appear? That is it, five questions, one document, written before anyone opens a design application, fires up an AI tool, or books a shoot day, before a single dollar of production budget gets committed to an idea that nobody has actually tested against a clear objective. The brief is not the creative work, it is the thinking that makes creative work possible. Without it, every decision made in the creative process is a guess. With it, every decision has a test. Does this serve the brief or not? The brief is also the only document in the entire creative process that forces alignment before anything gets made. When a client and an agency disagree about whether a piece of work is good, they are almost always disagreeing because they had different briefs in their heads, one written down and one imagined. The written brief is the contract between them. It is what separates a creative opinion from a creative decision. What replaced it? The brief did not disappear because people stopped caring about creative quality. It disappeared because speed became the dominant value in marketing and briefs felt slow. The creative brief was built for a different era, one where campaigns had development timelines measured in months, brand managers had time to write thorough documents, and teams had dedicated strategists whose entire job was translating business objectives into creative direction. That era ended. What replaced it was an always-on content machine running on volume, velocity, and vibes. Brands needed more content, faster, for more channels, with smaller teams, and the brief became a bottleneck. So it got dropped. The thinking the brief was forcing went with it, not because the thinking was no longer needed, but because nobody had time to do it. Now the brief exists in fragments, a Slack thread here, a bullet list in Notion there, a chat message that says something fun for summer, aspirational, let's do something bold. Creative teams pick up what they can and fill in the rest with assumptions. The assumptions are wrong roughly a third of the time. That is where the 33% goes. What skipping it actually costs. The numbers make the cost concrete. 43% of agencies report significant hours lost to rebriefing work that was never properly directed in the first place. The average creative idea now takes five rounds of development to get signed off. In 2007, it took three. The extra rounds are not happening because the work got more complex. They are happening because nobody agreed on what the work needed to do before the first round was made. 70% of agencies say clients do not give clear constructive feedback. Of course they do not. You cannot give clear feedback on work when you never clearly articulated what you wanted. The feedback becomes personal. I do not love the color. Can we make the logo bigger? It does not feel quite right. These are not creative opinions. They are the sound of a brief that was never written, trying to write itself after the fact in a conference room with everyone's time and money already spent. A one-star ad campaign with a $400,000 media budget will underperform a three-star ad campaign with a $100,000 media budget. That is not an opinion. That is what System 1 and the IPA Effectiveness Databank have documented across thousands of campaigns. Creative quality is the highest leverage variable in marketing performance. Creative quality starts with a brief, not with talent, not with budget, not with the right AI tool, with a brief. The AI problem. The current solution to the brief problem is to generate briefs with AI, and it is making things worse. Not because AI cannot write a brief, it can produce a plausible-looking brief in 30 seconds. The problem is that a plausible-looking brief and a useful brief are not the same thing. An AI can fill in the sections. It cannot do the thinking that the sections require. It can write target audience, millennials interested in wellness, in the audience field without anyone wrestling with the real question, which specific person, with which specific problem, at which specific moment in their decision-making process is this work for? The wrestling is the point. The friction of having to answer hard questions clearly forces the strategic thinking that makes the brief valuable. Remove the friction and you remove the value. Only 27% of creator content ties strongly back to the brand, according to Kantar's 2026 Marketing Trends Report. The single biggest reason is that briefs do not scale. AI has made it possible to produce 200 pieces of content where a team used to produce 20, and the brief has not kept pace. So brands end up with 200 pieces of content all saying slightly different things in slightly different tones to slightly different versions of the audience, none of it building on any of it, all of it gone the moment it posts. Volume without direction is not a content strategy. It is noise. The fix is not new. The brief that would fix this was not invented last year. It was not a product of the digital age. It was not something that needs to be rebuilt for the age of AI. It is the same document that Bill Birnbach was using at DDB in the 1960s, the same structure that gave the world Think Small for Volkswagen and Just Do It for Nike and Got Milk for the California Milk Processor Board. Every one of those campaigns started with someone writing down, clearly and specifically, what the work needed to do and why. The brief works because it forces a discipline that does not come naturally to organizations under pressure, thinking before making. In a culture that rewards speed and output, it is an act of deliberate friction at the one point where slowing down pays the most. Everything made after the brief is faster because nobody is guessing. Every revision round is shorter because there is a document to refer back to. Every piece of creative feedback is sharper because there is a brief to measure the work against. Let me be brief with you. A third marketing budget has been sitting in a drawer since 1960. Stop wasting it. You know where to find me. From yours truly, Josh Pears, thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.